We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to OMF and Patriots Monday, 22-17, your final in this one. Yesterday, a walk-off 50-yard field goal wins it. Exceptional day by the Patriots special teams, and it's time to talk about it with the coach. Brought to you by Massachusetts General Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing, by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, and by Mercedes-Benz of your dreams. But hurry, great offers will be gone in a flurry. Visit MBUSA.com today. And by Arbella Insurance. Joining us live right now on the Harbor One Hotline is Bill Belichick. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Glenn. Christian, Lou, how's it going?
Hey, Coach. Hey, Coach.
It's going well. It's going well. So we have talked the last few weeks about those games where you could not close them out. And yesterday you had the opportunity. Your defense makes the stop. Your offense moves down. And you get the field goal. So it all worked out. Why did it all work out yesterday?
Well, it's worked out like that three of the last 4 weeks. So, you know, put yourself in a good competitive situation and, you know, being able to handle situational football. That's the way it worked out in Baltimore, and that's the way it worked out with the Jets, too.
Hey, Coach, defensively, I thought you guys really outstanding, kind of confusing. Kyle, it looked like you guys brought a lot of pressure on him. But when you blitz a guy like Kyler Murray, was the impressive part not was just the discipline in which guys have, because you can't just run like madmen, right? Because he gets outside and takes off. But how disciplined were those guys going after him?
Yeah, I thought our pass rushers did a good job. You know, he's a tough guy to handle. He's fast and, you know, an elusive guy with good quickness can get outside. You know, but, you know, overall, I thought we either tried to, you know, play him with pretty good leverage and discipline, but it's, you know, definitely a challenge. And, you know, they have good receivers and, you know, good tight ends, good backs. So there's a lot of things to deal with there yesterday.
Hey, Coach, I mean, you haven't had a defensive coordinator as far as the title of defensive coordinator, I want to say, since Patricia left. I don't think Buffalo had that official title. And I, for the first time for me, I heard you acknowledge, you know, how well Steve Belichick did as far as a play caller making adjustments. How have you seen him kind of grow into that role since last year?
Yeah, well, I think we've talked about it before. We've had, you know, collectively as a staff, you know, I think our defensive coaches really work well together. They all have a lot of responsibility. They all have a lot of input. And, you know, they've done a good job, you know, since Matt left. I mean, it's certainly in 18 and, you know, 19. And, you know, this year has had some challenges. But I think from a coaching standpoint, I think the defensive coaches have done a good job. So it's really, you know, group effort, and you know, Steve has a, you know, significant role, but, you know, so did DeMarcus and Gerard, Mike, Brian, Benny, you know, it's good group, very fortunate to work with those guys. They do a good job.
What do you have to see from a guy to actually officially give him that title? Is it just as easy as this, you know, paying his dues, or is it, you know, something else that is involved with you deciding to give him officially that title?
Yeah, I mean, never really been that big on titles, so just try to do our job and get it done. Titles don't really mean much. What means something is the performance.
So it sounds like you feel really good about the job that they've done based on what you just said, and you also know that rumors start popping up anytime one of your ex-coaches ends up losing their job. So I'll throw it out to you. Do you have any interest in bringing back Matt Patricia or any of these other guys that worked for you before?
Yeah, I'd say right now, you know, we're really just, you know, focused on correcting the mistakes from the Arizona game and, you know, moving on to the Chargers. You know, it'd be a big challenge for us out there. And then, you know, a short week out there for the Rams. So that's really where we're, where my focus has been, you know, in the last few hours since the end of the Arizona game. And we have a lot of other things to talk about at some point, but I'd say right now this is, you know, at the doorstep.
Hey, Coach, Cam Newton's been kind of up and down here the last couple of weeks. 365 yards last week in a loss, and then this week 84 yards and a couple of picks. So what does it say that you're sticking with Cam as opposed to maybe turning to Jared Stidham?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've won three of our last four games. You know, hopefully we can continue to, you know, play good football on offense, defense, special teams, and, you know, have a chance to be competitive, you know, this week and going forward.
Coach, couple wacky penalties happened in the game. Some, you guys, well, that's me being polite. The first one I have is, the first one was, have you ever seen an offensive pass interference nullified by a defensive pass interference on the very same play?
No, it's unusual. Yeah, it's unusual.
Right? And then, how did you read the Anfernee Jennings, I guess, blindside hit? Did they read that correctly?
Well, I think Bill Benevich gave an explanation of that after the game, so it's really.
Well, I saw the explanation, and I'm just going to paraphrase here. Just tell me if I'm right or wrong. In that situation, it looked worse than it was, and I felt like that was an optic flag. Like the refs thought it looked so bad that they threw it. And based on their explanation of it, Jennings just has to basically allow himself to get run over or show his hands that he's trying not to de-cleat him. Is that basically the coaching point?
Yeah, whatever the officials say the rule is, that's what it is. It doesn't really matter what you think or what I think. The way the play is being officiated is the way that, you know, we have to play it.
Well, you were certainly working it with the photos. What were you trying to show them?
Not sure exactly what you're talking about here.
Well, it looked like, from TV anyway, that you were actually huddled up with the officials and showing them photos right after that play happened. So I guess it was you were showing them something that happened in that play. Maybe I'm wrong. You tell me.
Yeah, no. It was actually a different play. Didn't have anything to do with that play.
Okay.
Coach, the end of the half, obviously, maybe the turning point of the game. I don't know. That goal line stand, because you guys came out in the third quarter and really kind of took it to them. But could you sense that, like in that locker room, a big moment like that, stopping them and not being down 10, only being down 3?
Yeah, well, anytime you have a 7-point play, that's it's a major swing in the game. So, everything was riding just on that 1/4 and 1 play. You know, there was whatever it was, 2 or 3 seconds left on the clock. So that was going to be the end of the half one way or the other. And it was just really a great play by our players. You know, we got some penetration at the line of scrimmage, and Juwan Bentley made a good strong tackle there, and had a couple guys came in there and help push Drake back and keep him out of the end zone. So that was a great defensive play. You know, players really stepped up to the challenge and made an impact playing the game there.
Coach, I know a lot of talk of Kyler Murray kind of banging up that shoulder the week before. Did you feel like he was avoiding running, or would you guys do a good job of kind of forcing the handoff in some of those option plays?
Yeah, I have to ask him that question. I don't know. I mean, he ran a few times. We were, like we've had the last few weeks, we had it with Lamar, and then, last week with Watson, and this week with Murray. Running quarterbacks are, a challenge. I don't think you want to just, let them take off with the ball undefended. So, of course, we were cognizant of all of their running abilities, and particularly yesterday with Murray. But, yeah, that was certainly a focus of our defensive game plan and the responsibilities. But the players did a good job of that. But how much he wanted to hand off or run or whatever, I couldn't really answer that question.
Hey, Coach, was this about as good of an example of complementary football as we've seen in a while, as far as just, defense, offense, struggling at times, and then all the big plays you got from your special teams, really in every, from coverage teams, from punt return, kickoff return? I know that's been something that you guys have been working on. I mean, how good do you feel knowing that you can actually get some production from those guys?
Yeah, well, this is definitely our most productive game on special teams, in the return game. Our coverage teams have been pretty, pretty consistent all year long. And for the most part, our kicking's been pretty consistent as well. But this is the first time we've really had, these kind of explosive plays in the return game, blocking a kick like a block punt or, long punt return kind of equals about the same in terms of field position. But we haven't had those plays in the first 10 games, and, it was certainly great to get them yesterday. I know our players have worked, extremely hard on it, and, we've been close a few times, at least, close to blocking punts, close to returning them, close to returning to kickoffs. But, to be able to do it yesterday was, obviously a big boost to the team and, created scoring opportunities for our offense. It's just hard to keep giving the offense the ball, 80, 85 yards away from the goal line. And it's a long way for any team to go. So we're able to put our offense on the short field a couple times, and that was obviously a big help.
So let me ask you about, because I'm a little bit confused. The Dr. Mills, a few weeks ago, came out and he claimed that you guys had followed protocol after an investigation. And now we hear that the league is fining you guys $350,000 for COVID protocol violations. What are they telling you that you did wrong?
I'm not sure. Not sure exactly what the, the legal legalese is on that. So,
well, Coach, let me ask you about Julian Edelman, because I'm just curious how he's looked recently and what a guy like that coming back can do for your offense.
Yeah, I think Julian's, made a lot of progress in the last couple of weeks. I talked to him the other day and, certainly, feeling better and, able to do more, do a little more each day. So, we'll take it day by day and, see how it goes.
Are you confident he'll be back at any point this year?
I know he's working extremely hard, and I would certainly never count Julian out of anything. He's got, tremendous will and a great work ethic, and very competitive. Football is very important to him, so it would, take a lot for me to count him out, put it that way.
So, Coach, I know you guys are heading out, obviously, to L.A., back-to-back games. I don't know if you saw what Santa Clara County is doing as far as no sports. So San Francisco has to leave, and they can't play their games in their home stadium. How many contingency plans do you guys have just in case L.A. County does the same thing?
Yeah, honestly, Christian, I don't really concern myself with all those logistical things and a couple of other questions that, you guys have asked, which are good questions. I'm just trying to focus on, coaching the team, trying to prepare the team, trying to improve the team, do a better job on the things that I, have direct input on. So the rest of it is, if they tell us to do something, then we do it. If they tell us we're in a certain protocol, then we follow that protocol. If they tell us that, some part of our travel or schedule has been adjusted, then we'll adjust it and, make the changes. So it's kind of been like that all year. our team's been adaptable. They've made last second changes. They've made changes a week ahead of time. They've adjusted different things that have come up. So whatever it turns out to be, wherever they tell us to play, when to play, then we'll prepare to go and play there. These college teams this year that have have two or three games scheduled during a week and then have to change and don't know who they're playing until the middle of the week or whatever it is. I mean, it's just that's a little bit of the 2020 football season, from a big picture standpoint. So I think everybody's probably trying to do the best they can. They're trying to work things out so that the season can be played, which is I think ultimately what everyone wants. What all that entails and so forth, again, is honestly I have enough to do with trying to prepare our team and see if I can coach them better and see if we can be more productive. That's really what I'm working on, and whatever the rest of it is, we'll find a way to work through it.
So, Bill, are they allowing you to stay out there for both games, stay out in L.A.?
We'll have to see. I mean, we play Thursday night, so it'd be pretty hard to, fly back and then turn around and fly back out there again.
So they haven't given you word yet whether you can do that? Because I know there was some they had mentioned earlier in the season, Sunday to Sunday, people couldn't do it. You're right. Sunday to Thursday, it makes no sense. They haven't given you the word yet?
Yeah, we have our travel plans and, our schedule and so forth, and we'll but where things are today and tomorrow and all that, we'll see. So, we'll see exactly how things turn out. I don't know.
So,
Now we're getting ready to play the Chargers. But, if, like you said, if there's some kind of restriction on where we play them or when we play them or whatever, that might impact the next game too. So, again, I'm not really worried about that right now. We'll get ready for the Chargers and whatever decisions get made, and we'll deal with them when we know what they are.
So I would think that you would have a sigh of relief. You went from Lamar Jackson to Deshaun Watson and then to Kyler Murray, now rookie quarterback Justin Herbert. What have you seen from him? I mean, not necessarily the runner that those guys are, but he can still scoot. How do you think he's played so far?
I think he can run plenty well enough. He's fast. He's athletic. He's an excellent passer, a good decision maker. Smart kid's got a lot of poise and a passing offense. As 10 games of experience now in the NFL or whatever it is. So he's got, all the throwing ability, can make all the throws. Again, smart guy that, understands football, and he can run. He's fast. I think any quarterback running play you wanted to have in your offense, I think he'd probably be able to do it. So it'll be a big challenge for us. And, he's got a very good skill set, and he's got a lot of good skill players with him. Receivers, tight ends, running backs, and obviously the quarterback we're just talking about. So there's a lot of guys to defend, and it'll be a big challenge for our defense this week.
Coach, I want to ask you about N'Keal Harry. It's been kind of a tough year, too, for him. What does he have to do, or what can be done to get him more involved in the passing game?
Yeah, well, I mean, offensively, we'll continue to try to find ways to be productive, whether that's running or passing, and whatever works best, whatever gives us the best chance to win, however those combinations work out, then that's what we'll try to do. So not gear around, trying to produce stats for a certain individual or not a certain individual. It's just about team success and, the opportunity and matchup of our team against our opponents. That fluctuates from week to week and could fluctuate within the game. So we'll just have to, take it one game at a time and hope that we can score more points than the other team. That's really the idea here.
Coach, before I give you the Mercedes-Benz question of the week, do you still call them the San Diego Chargers like the rest of us do? How often do you make that mistake?
Yeah, it's hard not to call them the San Diego Chargers, and it's hard not to call the Raiders the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
You know, but if I don't think about it, I probably have slipped it out a few times the wrong way. Not intentional. It's not meant to be derogatory in any way. But, yeah, you know, it's a habit. And, you know, as you get older, Christian, sometimes you get stuck in those habits, and they're harder to change.
So. Tell me about it.
Okay, all right. So Mercedes-Benz question of the week. Make this season your reason to become part of the Mercedes-Benz family with limited time offers during the Mercedes-Benz winter event. But hurry, these great offers will be gone in a flurry. So visit MBUSA.com today. Coach, I don't know if you've well, I'm sure you pay attention to college football, but I don't know. Did you happen to see Sarah Fuller, the former college soccer player, become the first female to play in a Power 5 college football game? Did you happen to see that by any chance?
I didn't.
You didn't. Well, she did. She won like a little pooch kick, so getting a lot of praise for that. But I think the question is, you know, do you envision a female playing in the NFL at some point in time, like while you're coaching? Do you see that's like something that could happen?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you guys.
Not really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just, it seems like there's, you know, like, there's just,
can't
I just
win.
Feel like it's, the last one I remember was from Kathy Ireland was a kicker in college in a movie. That's the last kicker I know, female kicker.
In a movie.
Kathy Ireland. Carly Lloyd.
In Unnecessary Roughness.
She'd probably do well in the locker room.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely back in the day. Well, that's the Mercedes-Benz question of the week.
Yeah.
There you go, Glenn.
All right, there you go. The conversation with the coach has been brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots, proud partners committed to an active game plan on the field and off. Enjoy Southern California. Christian says it's beautiful this time of the year. So you enjoy it out there. Good luck out in L.A., and we'll talk to you next Monday, Bill.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, fellas.
All right,
talk to you later.
Bill Belichick right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.